Mr. Cameron Real too. We were talking about the coal-faced cutting machine, and you said there was a chap on the back clearing it off with a shovel. With a what on, sorry? A piece of flat wood at the top. About how big would that be? That was just to stop it breaking the roof up. By Now, you had one driving the thing, sort of keeping it on the thing, and one... Who actually loaded the coal into the tubs? I see, yeah. So they did... They undercut it. So who would? So you didn't do the job of filling the tubs, cutting it down. Who'd do that? They'd just. Would they pick it down then, when it was undercut or what? Now, you didn't do that before the war, but so that's almost a whole process we've looked at. Why did you come off the cutter? Because you said you did it.
It was a process of 8 months. But as you got nearer to 21, then your train as a vehicle, which you came to top level, but you were 21. But normally, before you ever got near 21, then you were sent to army point.
So, and then you'd be on shifts again when you were on Ponyput. And what were the shifts they ran? Do you remember? And what about accidents? I mean, was it a dangerous pit? Were there accidents? And what sort of dangers were there? How could you tell? And what about the deputies and the managers? What was their role down the pit? Would you see much of them? Because deputies are mainly safety now, aren't they? So the safety was done by the men, as far as you're concerned? The experience?
Yes, as far as the men are concerned. The common sense, the mind sense. The mind sense, but of course the men have had it too, but they don't really only do it by experience, same as the men. So, either the men do it based on the things, so what is going to come out of the place?
Did you enjoy your work there? I mean, enjoy it. How did you find mining?
That's a difficult question. You see, know the future, yet accept it. It's had to be. It was no longer in the agenda.
So it was just, it wasn't a matter of enjoying it or not. That was your job. Now, what about outside the pit? Were you a member of any of the boys' organisations, you know, in your youth, and then when you, because you're only a young lad down the pit, really? Even when you were working? So what, you got a good wage for the time, well, for where you were and for your time. That's a lot more than you got in the brickworks, though.
Oh yes.
So, what did your money? Did that wasn't? Doesn't sound like it was your money. It went into the house. And she'd give you pocket money. So your main occupation was going around the local girls, things like that. What about sport? Were you interested in sport at all? Did you play or did you watch? Who did you watch? So you didn't go in to watch Newcastle or So now that was the kind of a life. Now, were you aware of, in the late 30s, were you aware of Germany and Hitler and all this going on? Now, you joined the militia, I think, in mid-39. What exactly happened? I mean, you were called up. What exactly, how did you get into the army? You were called up for basic training, you mean?
Basic training, something like that. I remember I then he got to that stage, actually, but it did some nice and probably.
So what made you choose that instead of the territorials? So you signed up for the militia. How did you go about signing up for it? I mean, what happened? Where did you have to go? There was no medical then at the time. So, but that didn't really happen to you because the war started. Do you remember the day war broke out? I mean, does it stick in your mind at all? You weren't bothered by it much then. Now, your father had been in the army, hadn't he? He'd been in the Boer War, I think. And he was in the Labour Corps in the First World War. Did he talk to you about the war and about what you should do? And he didn't give you any advice then when the war started?
He had a
Now, so the war didn't really affect you much starting. But then in November, I think it was, 39, you were called up. Now, how did they go about calling you up? How did you feel? Did you want to be called up? Did you think you'd volunteer?
I was pretty pleased because all my mates had gone. You see, I had seen a bit. I signed up for the job, and I was gone. They had signed up to stay, and they had gone. So, I was waiting for it. I knew that I had to go, but I was waiting for it to get away.
Did you have any idea of which regiment you wanted to go? So where was your warrant for? Where were you sent to? Which number was that? I was sneezing, sorry. Now, you hadn't picked them, did you, Mum? How did you feel when you heard you were going to them? Was there anybody else drafted to them with you? And what was your reception at Hadrian's Camp? How did they add this? And what sort of a camp was it? Was it a hut camp or a barracks? And how many of you men would the bit? Was it all recruits?
All recruits.
How many to a sort of room in this big hut? And would you have an NCO? Your hut, a room. And what was in the, I mean, what was in the room? What were the beds like? What pattern?
But, the beds, they were full of patterns. The bottom slid into the top. And you had three pieces of mattress, what we call this. When you got the wall, you had to spread your bed, put these three mattresses, tie them, hold it around the top and put them on. And a box at the foot of the bed, a wooden box, which had a lot of radiating, and it was a little bit at the side, and it was a little bit at the top. Everyone had the same.
And what about heating? So it wasn't just a stove? And what about the washroom and the toilets? Where was
it? Yes, modern for those days.
Now, what? How did they organise the training? You were all there together at the camp. How was the day's training organised? What did this start with? Square bashing. Did you see the point in drilling? I mean, did you understand why you had to do it? You didn't mind it then? What about PT, physical training? How did they set you on that?
This was new. We did very little.
So you were quite a strong lad, but you weren't fit. So you were good at lifting things. So it made a difference to your fitness, your athletics. What about things like route marches? Did they send you on them? What sort of stuff were you singing those days? Did they make their own words up?
I don't remember any of them, not at that particular time, but even later days.
And how far would you go? I mean, were they tiring marches, or was it easy enough?
We
10 or 12 miles, it could be.